Over the past 4 years, you've heard dozens of NPR reporters tell a story from the war in Iraq. Ken Stern is NPR's chief executive officer. He visited Iraq this month to meet with NPR's Baghdad bureau. Here's an entry from his notebook.
I went to Baghdad to see how our reporters live, to understand what it means to cover this most important, demanding, and dangerous of stories. I ended up walking a little further than expected in Annie Garrel's shoes, into a five-hour embed hastily proposed and produced by the U.S. Army.
Who is Ken going to be riding with today?
Second officer.
It was an inspection of three Baghdad markets, battlegrounds that insurgents attack and that U.S. forces try to secure. You can buy just about anything you might need in these markets. Clothing, spices, curdled yogurt, knockoff watches, power tools, and cell phones with intrusive ringtones. Until recently, the Dora market was an insurgent stronghold in this Sunni neighborhood. Now the market is coming back, protected by blast walls in every direction and troops under the command of U.S. Army Major General Joseph Phil.
We do not presume for a moment that this is going to stop suicide bombers, but what it'll do is it'll make them have to really work hard to get in there.
As we dismount, I watch closely for the reception from Iraqis in the market. We're greeted by a range of looks, some friendly, some hard. But even some of the hardest looks melt when General Phil wades in the crowds like a small-town politician trolling for votes.
Well, I'm very happy that your business is going well. Congratulations. I wish you great success. Good luck to you.
In early February, a truck bomb at Baghdad's Rasafa market killed at least 135 people. A month later, I saw rubble from the blast still smoldering. But even against this backdrop of destruction, the market has blossomed again. Every stall occupied, every spot taken. If you ignore the cordon of soldiers and hovering Apache helicopters, the market seems almost normal. Music blares from the CD stalls, push carts full of carpets roll up the street, and hawkers pitch their wares. For me, it is a powerful picture of people carrying on with business as usual in a city where nothing is usual anymore.
NPR Chief Executive Officer Ken Stern.